Have you ever thought about having your own supplement line? I'm sure time to time you've thought about that perhaps a nutraceutical or a supplement that you feel can help patients than what's currently out there. Well, that's what happened to my next guest, a personal family issue that occurred affecting his mother. He thought he could do more than what was available. He then launched his own very successful supplement company. And I'm so privileged to have him on the show. I think you're going to get so much out of this interview. My discussion with Barton Scott, CEO of Upgraded Formulas, on this episode of Bootstrap MD.
Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey, Mike here. I wanted to personally invite you to a special webinar that we're doing on Wednesday, February 7th, so coming up very quick. If you're someone who has a private practice right now, maybe it's insurance-based, you're looking to maybe do a hybrid model taking cash on the side, or maybe to go completely cash only, we've got a special webinar just for you. I'll be joined by my friend, Dr. Anne Truong. We've had her on previous podcasts. She is tremendously successful for her own cash-based medical practice. And of course, I've had experience as well with cash-based practices. I hope you can join us on this special webinar. Go ahead and go to this link, bootstrapmd.com/masterclass, bootstrapmd.com/masterclass, so you can get your free registration for it. It's going to be tons of fun, lots of information that we're going to be sharing with you on this. It really has transformed my own practice, getting away from insurance-based and going completely cash-based, allowing me to free up my time to work on my practice, not in my practice, and allow me financial freedom. So I hope you go ahead and join us at bootstrapmd.com/masterclass. This podcast is sponsored by Doc-to-Doc Lending. Are you a physician looking to consolidate your loans or maybe start a new project like opening up your own clinic? Doc-to-Doc Lending understands the unique financial challenges you face and is here to support you every step of the way. You can benefit from low interest rates, a lightning fast approval process, and personalized loan options tailored exclusively for physicians. This company was founded by doctors for doctors. Don't let financial limitations hold you back any longer. Visit bootstrapmd.com/doc-to-doc to unlock your path into financial freedom today. That's bootstrapmd.com/doc-2-doc, and you can get started right away. Doc-to-Doc Lending helps empower physicians one loan at a time. Hey guys, this is Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs. Have you ever decided that you wanted to go even further at perhaps helping your patients, or perhaps you even want to get involved in the supplement business? Well, I have someone who has been there and done that. He is a chemical engineer, a nutritionist, and he had a problem where he was looking for a solution and decided to take matters in his own hands, and he started his own company. It's called Upgraded Formulas, and they can be found at upgradedformulas.com. All the way from Texas, Austin, Texas, is Barton Scott. Barton, how are you doing today?
Hey, great to be on with you, Mike. Thanks for making the time. Yeah, doing fantastic.
Awesome, awesome. Well, here at Bootstrap MD, we like to highlight people who are kind of forging their own path in this world and, you know, deciding that maybe there's a way that they can contribute more into the world. And you decided to take your background in chemical engineering and nutrition and form a supplement company. So I want to get back to the beginnings. Talk about Upgraded Formulas. How did you get the idea, and how did you get to where you are today?
So literally one of those 3 a.m. wake ups where, if you've ever had this sort of download, it's usually after you've been working on a problem for a while, like I had. And what had happened that I think a lot of people can relate to is that I ultimately lost someone that was really close to me. It was my mom, and we're really close as a family. And, you know, I'm grateful, as crazy as that sounds, for that now, because it's led us to being able to help so many other people. And without that pain, there would have just not been that big of a response. It would have been on a long list of cool things to do, but, you know, probably won't get to. I really believe that we're all given throughout our lives these different opportunities to work on problems. And, you know, so for someone that's having a knee injury and then they figure out some new innovation. For me, with my background, what chemical engineers really learn to do and get paid to do throughout the world, usually for big companies like Shell or something, they develop an industrial process that achieves a certain outcome. And we had a focus on nanotechnology at my school. And I remember thinking, like, wow, I know that the supplements are not absorbing well. And we can see that from the different testing that we're doing on my mom. And eventually, we got lucky enough to find hair testing and someone that understood it well. And that second part is really key as well. Most people like kind of glance at it and go like, oh, I have, you know, an MD, or I have an ND, or I have, you know, gotten certified as a nutritionist and been doing this quite a while. And, you know, I should be able to interpret this test. And it's just like, that gets you nowhere. So, but going really deep and learning that over the last 11 or 12 years has been very eye-opening. The different intricacies, like, what does copper deficiency look like when it's hidden? What does hidden copper or iodine deficiency look like? And what does that mean for all the elements it's connected to? And what do you do when you have, you know, toxicity from tin or from lead or from cadmium? How do you treat that differently from mercury? And so what we've done is assembled an entire team that understands those results and can really help people. And I'm super passionate about it, among other things. We donate to charity water and we drill a bunch of wells. The plan is to help them drill many before, we call it quits with the company or sell or anything like that. It's just very important to what we do. And I love solving root cause problems. And to me, clean water, just briefly, is a human right. If there are, it's just like oxygen. It's so essential. And nothing else really matters. Like a cell phone, education, is not very valuable when you don't have water, especially clean water. And it solves a lot of other problems I won't get into, but it's, so that's something else that we support in. And then we're constantly looking for more ways to help people with mental health. And so we have a tagline, mental health hygiene, because everything we do, I think pretty obviously, once people look at what we do and how it's different, it obviously affects people on a physical level, but being able to reverse mental health issues is something that I have seen people do by taking our supplement. They've literally, told us that. And I've seen it firsthand. I've seen a lot of personalities switch because they just start sleeping better. And we can pretty much guarantee that too. So yeah, that's some of why. And ultimately what I did was I developed a improvement to the industrial system so that, people are not, the form really doesn't matter of the mineral that we're using in our process. We're just getting, for example, pure magnesium and getting it to absorb without digestion. That way, people with a broken digestive system, temporarily at least broken, where they have low stomach acid, candida, all sorts of other issues, H. pylori, they can still absorb these nutrients, and we can give them quick wins and give them momentum, and then they're encouraged on their path. And that's really just, in general, I want to be a cheerleader for people, an encourager, a coach, and to do that by making their lives really easy.
Hey, happy to announce something really cool that you won't want to miss. We just launched The Lounge. This is a free weekly newsletter tailored just for you, the physician, entrepreneur, and investor. You're going to stay ahead with the latest news in tech trends, entrepreneurial strategies, alternative investing, and passive income tips. And there's so much more, all designed to further your career and financial goals, delivered straight to your inbox every week. We'll also be spotlighting fellow physician entrepreneurs, sharing success stories, and providing valuable lessons from peers who are navigating the same exciting path that you are. No cost, no hassle, just important insights delivered straight to you every week. To sign up, just go to bootstrapmd.com/thelounge and subscribe today. It's 100% free. Once you enter the lounge, get ready to start shaping your future now.
So,
I want to get into your company. You had mentioned your mom, and I hate to bring up a painful time for you, but you said you started your company because of your mom's condition. Can you shed some light on that? Like, why did, what was she suffering with, and why did you decide to start your company?
Right. So she had a lot of different issues, like, and at the same time, she was like the average American, like so relatable. She had already retired. She had a low stress life. She was helping out in the community. She was just like, a friend to so many people, and truly. And she had, as an educator, both my parents were educators, she had impacted so many lives. She taught a lot of people to really fall in love with learning and reading, is what I've heard directly. And she would just like read to class in the library and during those formative years. So she ultimately labeled it myasthenia gravis. They removed the thymus gland. They, a lot of things are really reversible. But here's the interesting thing based on what I know now. They said she had osteopenia. What she really had was mineral imbalance. And that's why the body deposits calcium in the form of bone spurs. Bone spurs, when you think about it, are really brilliant. It's a really brilliant alarm system for the body, isn't it? So what the body is doing is taking excess calcium and making it painful, yet not ultimately very harmful to the body's health. So it's really trying to get your attention. And we're just like, oh, what do we do? Let's try to remove the bone spur. And it's like, why do you think it's there in the first place? Ding, let's just sit with that for a moment. Could it be that the body is getting excess calcium, and which we find out and confirm really easily through a hair test, and knowing after, we've done more hair tests now than I think any company in existence currently. And it's really obvious the certain trends you see. Virtually everyone's high in calcium. No one needs more calcium. Don't supplement calcium unless you do a hair test. And maybe even then, we have a calcium supplement and I hope no one uses it. And there should be a disclaimer that says make sure you get a hair test first. So yeah, that's really important. Practitioners can work with this too. We have options. And that's with her myasthenia gravis, immune system. To me, I look at it all as all just labels of, hey, as the conventional medical system, they just didn't have a root cause solution. It's not surprising. They're not taught that. It's no one's fault except, the institutions and where they're getting their funding from and, what's driving everything. So when we look below the surface, which is a whole nother conversation, but that's the thought with her. And it was really pivotal, really impactful. And I'm sure she's smiling there somewhere.
So did you start your company as a result of it? It started in 2015. Were you already starting your company or did you form it later? When were you trying to find what was the best way to help your mom?
Yeah, I started it later after she passed, and that took a couple of years later. And because it still took me, years to figure out, to really zone in on what it is that we do today and why it's different. And it took me years to, I was still coming out of college. I was in my mid-20s and 28 by the time I started the company. So, I had to go in addition to becoming a nutritionist, in addition to seeing people for a while. I needed to also give myself an MBA, just personally read a lot about how do you do that well? It's going to succeed. So that took a while, hundreds and hundreds of books, probably somewhere around 700 plus books and from 21 to 28.
And you have a entrepreneur background, maybe even in high school, in college.
Yeah, my dad was an entrepreneur later in his career, part-time. He was also an educator and then had a filtration company that he was a half owner in. And, I got some principles from it for sure. And that helped. My uncle was a very successful entrepreneur as well, or even more so. And he was, in pharmacy. So the family had an affinity towards chemistry for sure and business. And I just, I thought, you know, this is something I really care about. I wanted to just put it. I also at the same time wasn't going to do something that someone else was doing really well. I wanted to do something, you know, different that really I felt added value to the entire marketplace. So, yeah.
Did you work for industry first coming out to getting your degree, yeah, or did you go straight into, okay,
maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe we can talk about that switch, because that's a big, in my audience, you know, we've got some doctors and other dentists and other things. They want to start their own company, but it's very difficult to escape the quote golden handcuffs of a, you know, a 401k and health insurance and stuff. Can you talk about maybe your struggles, or if there was any, to making that switch for you?
Sure. Yeah, there. I mean, ultimately, I got a job in the oil and gas industry, which certainly wasn't what I was interested in, and yet, you know, needed to make some money to be able to start the company. And I really believe that there's a lot of value in doing work that you don't like, because you really quickly find out, all right, you don't like this, and it puts your back against the wall a bit. And from that place, there's urgency, which is one of the creative forces of the universe. Urgency is just powerful. So yeah, there was that urgency. And there was also experience, like coming out of school, even if you've been in school for 10 or more years, you don't really know how to work yet, is what I find. You may know how to study, you may know how, like, but just working is different. And that was good training. I didn't like most of it, but it was good training. And so we had the oil and gas downturn around the time I started the company. 2013, 14, 15 was not great years. And so it was easy to just not get another job when they are laying everyone off. And I was working multiple jobs for the same company, basically, just doing more work than the position essentially hired for. And so yeah, I remember like giving my boss, who I was close with, a hug and going, and he was like, wow, give me a hug, you know? It's because I think I knew, I was like, okay, I wasn't one to like quit necessarily, but I was grateful to not need to come back. So, yeah. And then pretty soon, I like 2 months later, because I've been working on this idea constantly, right? 2 months later, I got really clear, and then probably, you know, something like 6 months after that, I actually founded the company. So, yeah.
That's amazing. So, you know, from it, you started in 2015. Next year will be nearly 10 years. I'm sure you're well aware of that. I know lots of friends who started supplement company, you know, 1 week, 1 year, and 6 months later, we're going to do something else, right? And so congratulations on your sustained success. What do you attribute that to?
Really the insight and the clarity. I think staying the path, a big part of it has been transcendental meditation specifically, and doing that at least in the morning for 20 minutes every day, because it gives you the calmness and the clarity. Great nutrition. Just, you know, shameless plug for Upgraded Magnesium. It's the best on the planet. And we have the clinical trials to show that now. It just, you know, rockets people into deep sleep. And I was talking to a business partner today that's newer, and he's like, is it okay? He's like, man, I'm only sleeping like 6.5 hours, but my Oura Ring says that I got, you know, over an hour and a half of deep sleep and an hour and a half of REM sleep. And I said, yeah, man, that you're great. Like, take a short nap after lunch if you need to, but you're great. And, you know, set your timer. And people can do this on their lunch breaks too. I did that when I was an engineer. So that's not for just someone that makes their own schedule. And I highly recommend it, because you're sharper, you make better decisions, especially if you literally have someone's life in your hands. But when you really think about it, we sort of all do in some way, shape, or form. Like, at the very least, you're driving a car or making some decision that could affect someone's life, right? So are you alert, or are you groggy? Yeah. So yeah, the idea of a short siesta is spot on, and I hope it continues to catch on. I've been doing it for over 10 years now. And that's also helped me too, right? The afternoon clarity and sort of starting your day over, super amazing. I mean, it's super key. Yeah.
As a doctor, I wasn't used to asking for help. especially when it came to subjects outside of medicine. But then I found physiciancoaches.com. In an instant, I found hundreds of experts to help me in all aspects of life, on areas I was afraid to ask. Dealing with burnout, starting a side gig, money management, even help with my marriage. And the best part? Nearly all experts are physicians themselves. After reading their profile and a quick chat, I knew I found the right mentor for me. At physiciancoaches.com, help from professional colleagues is just a click away.
I love to explore that. You know, we in our group, we've got a little bit of mastermind group of physicians. And, you know, part of being in our mastermind is we talk about optimizing our health. And we did a little survey, like the average amount of sleep that the physician gets. And it was anywhere between 3 to 6 hours of sleep. You had mentioned magnesium, but in your particular company, you have an innovative way, or you were telling me about the type of magnesium that you use. Can you talk more about this?
Yeah, sure. The delivery system is what really matters, because I just want people to like pause and understand that everything that you've been taught about a certain form of magnesium only goes back about 10 or 15 years. And before that, it wasn't talked or taught about, you know, really. You know, glycinate for this or that. One crosses the blood-brain barrier. Look, you know, ultimately, how does the body do it is the right question to ask. And that's what I realized, you know, like 10 years ago. And what the body doesn't do is it doesn't ask for multiple forms. It asks, you know, what it just says, okay, well, there's magnesium in this food that you just ate, this steak or this carrot, et cetera. And how do I get that out? Like, how do I utilize that? And the body just breaks it down to a particle size small enough to get into the bloodstream. Now, the problem that I discovered is that virtually all supplements have a particle size too big, many times larger, like this, basically. And the red blood cells are like that. So 8 times larger, 5 times larger on average than a red blood cell. So that math doesn't work, and it requires digestion. And most people have a broken or faulty digestion process. So, you know, what do we do there? We give them a quick win by getting it to that endpoint of digestion where everything is ready, both, you know, electrostatically, you know, like the charge of the nutrient is there. It has electron driving force, is a technical way to say it. And then the particle size is there. The stability is there so that, you know, the bacteria is not created by these particles, you know, going crazy and causing a lot of heat in the bottle. So it's like really small, really stable. We essentially create a plasma out of not only magnesium, but every other mineral. And we have those. And we also have cool things like upgraded memory, which are a collection of these things that are needed for good memory, recall, literally the formation of the physical structure of memory in the mind, things like upgraded metabolism, on and on. And then now we're doing a clinical trial on upgraded tea, which is our first herbal product. It's the first one that doesn't use our own proprietary approach to getting these minerals in the body. But it does, what it does do is it boosts testosterone. From what we've seen in blood tests, which led us to do the clinical trial, it was not uncommon to see 600 to 900 improvements in total testosterone in 90 days.
Wow.
2 capsules per day. The magnesium, by the way, was 4 capsules for 14 nights. So 2 weeks to experience that improvement in deep sleep, which was up to 2.5 times the baseline, which is incredible, right? Like unheard of. And yet I've seen that with friends of mine. I've seen people do alarming improvements in 5 days, in 2 days, in 1 day. And they'll go from, like, my friend Natalie Jill, who has a big following online of like 1 million people. She, across all the different platforms, she's like 51 now. And we probably saved her like a decade of her life in terms of just time she got back. Because here's the thing, she was spending like 12 hours in bed because she was getting no deep sleep. She had a lot of REM. We immediately took her from 16 minutes a night to 1 hour and 51 minutes in 5 nights.
Wow.
nights. That Friday, by the time she woke up that Friday morning, she woke up as a different person. And that was a different life. And she's now like improved her business. She was already a very successful entrepreneur. She's doing all sorts of more innovative things. She's enjoying life. She's out of her ruts and habits that felt like she had to stick to them. You know, she's, you know, just more enjoys being social more. She was always social, but it's just different now. She did a 30-day challenge where for 30 days, she did something brand new she'd never done. This is what I'm writing about, which is the how this nutrition informs habit change. And yeah, it's just, it's super fascinating. Could go on and on with examples and stories like that.
Yeah, I wish you could. And I know you're busy. Your website is Upgraded Formulas at upgradedformulas.com. So many different things that you did. And I wish we could have gone ahead and more time to go on. I wanted to know about nano mineral particles. Can you explain what exactly that is all about?
Sure. Well, that's what I was, you know, talking about earlier. I can touch on it some more, though. What we're talking about there is changing the particle size of the minerals you're absorbing. Because what's happening when people are saying that you need, oh, take all these seven forms of, say, magnesium, do you think that's how the body does it with food? And the answer is, of course not. I mean, you know, if the body required threonate and magnesium, then, and that was the only way it crossed the blood-brain barrier, then like, how would the brain operate if it didn't get like these amino acids, these conjugates? So that's not how it works. So let's listen to the body. I found that the key to success in anything in life, really relationships, business, anything, is listening. When you listen to cash flow, you make different decisions. When you listen to your energy level, your respiratory rate, your deep sleep, you just make different decisions, right? And so by listening to that, I really develop bioharmony. I pursue bioharmony, harmony with the body. And we evolved a certain way through millennia. And that evolution means that the body wants to do certain things a certain way. And if we can just absorb, understand that, and then have the nutrients absorbed without digestion. We're really first company I know of to do anything like this remotely. And we still have a unique process. So we've done the clinical trials to prove that. You can find that on the site and just search like clinical trial. I hope this has been helpful. But we changed the particle size. Red blood cells is about 10,000 nanometers in size. Particle size of like every other product we've tested has been 8 to at least 5 times larger than that. So requiring digestion to be absorbed. What we have is so small that it literally absorbs faster than if you ran an IV. So the ability to partner with hospitals is something I'm looking for, because we could stop many heart attacks and save a lot of lives just by shortening the time that the magnesium and potassium and sodium, et cetera, could enter the body and allow that heart to relax fully. That's magnesium, by the way. It's not potassium. Potassium is all about contraction. Magnesium is about relaxation, which is part of the reason why, you know, you can't make enough melatonin without enough magnesium. By the way, you also can't make serotonin, which converts into melatonin when it's time for the day to be over, without magnesium either. Magnesium does way more than the 300 things we thought it did in the body. It does over 3,000 that we know for sure now. And it's also needed for energy in all the cells. So just that alone is really important. You can search other podcasts I've done too, where I've talked about iron and iron overload and how anemia really doesn't exist, because iron can be up to 10 times higher in tissues. And I don't think there's any traditional MD that has that education, and I wish they did, because, you know, we can't diagnose what we don't know. And when we look at things a certain way, we're only going to see it that way. We're only taught really brilliantly, probably, to see it a certain way. And, you know, we have an iron recycling system in the body that almost no one ever talks about. I mean, as you're listening to this, go, just ask yourself, how many times have you heard someone ever mention an iron recycling system in the body that recycles a tremendous amount of your iron, like over 90% of the iron you take in? Okay. Well, that's interesting. Would it be likely then, knowing that even women with regular periods would have an iron deficiency? No, it wouldn't. It would be very unlikely. Huh, that's interesting. Granted, look, again, we have an iron supplement. I hope no one uses it without a proper hair test and analysis of that, because please don't let hubris and overconfidence take hold and go, oh, I know how to read this test, even though I've never looked at it. You know, there will be intricacies, just like any, just about any valuable test that you'll miss by doing that. So we have a course for practitioners, but the iron thing's really important. The magnesium thing's really important. People don't have enough copper, and that balances with magnesium. There's a lot we could talk about, but maybe around two sometime. Yeah.
I appreciate it. You know, and going through your website now, and, you know, you offer a course, and I really appreciate your opportunity to adding the in-home testing. You know, there are supplement companies out there say, hey, just take our supplements. Yeah. But it sounds like it was important for you to like, okay, do you truly have a deficiency? Let's find out.
Yeah.
To decide.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that. The deficiency and it's all about the ratios too. It's ratios are a lot more important than just, I'll leave people with that, than single deficiencies. I've had a lot of really smart friends, even in the health community, look at it and go, oh, I'm off the charts with heavy metals. And then we look at the results and they just read the results wrong. And I've had that happen many times. Yeah. So just a word of caution.
Again, Barton, this has been great. His website is upgradedformulas.com. If someone listening to this show wants to reach out to you or your company and find out more, is the website the best place to go?
Yeah, website. You could drop a question to our email or phone. We have a phone, you know, Monday through Friday as well. In the U.S., we have good customer service, and if we can't answer, we'll get back to you. And we have practitioner signups like wholesale and affiliate options on the site. And you guys, for listening to the show, can use Barton10 for 10% off if you would like to pick up something for you or your family or anyone else. Yeah, just because I can. And yeah, I hope this has been helpful.
Thank you, Barton. That's very generous. I know a number of people are going to go check out your site. Many of us who are sleep deprived, among many of the conditions that your company helps solve. Thank you again for coming to the program, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, thank you, Mike, for having me on.
And thank you for listening. As always, you know, if you are someone who maybe wants to start up their own business, kind of like how Barton did, and don't know which way to go or understand there, this is why we highlight people who are already successful, who are already doing it. Reach out to them to see if that's something that you want to do. You're going to have your ups and downs as an entrepreneur, but as always, keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.